Hey, good morning. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. Thanks for the phone call.
Sure. Well, and unfortunately, there's good reason to call with numbers, as you I heard you mention, are up in the country and also in the state. So, and we this week, unfortunately, in Clinton County, went to the red. We'd held off for a long time when others were red around us and throughout the state, but unfortunately, our numbers pushed us into the red this last week here. So we are at a highest level of spread right now in the county as well.
So what protection, what precautions are you recommending for everybody?
Well, so, you know, we're looking at it, to, you know, folks that are looking at going out and doing something tonight, you know, be you know, cognitive of the idea. If you're not vaccinated, you're running a high risk of, you know, possibly running across either the Delta or the Omicron variant out there. It's very prevalent in the county. There's a lot of folks being tested all this week. We had over 100 people being tested every day, so we know it's out there. You know, I would say to folks, be very cautious, you know, consider wearing your mask when you're out and around and in tight spaces, especially indoors, as we've continued to tell folks to stay, you know, masked up when you're indoors and you're not sure who is the status of those around you. You know, it is New Year's. We've been waiting 2 long years for some sort of a celebration, but let's make sure we don't become part of those statistics in 2022 right off the bat in the next couple of weeks. So I would suggest, you know, if you can put off that celebration, then to do so if you're unvaccinated. If you are vaccinated and boosted up, that, you know, you still consider the audience of folks that's going to be around you when you're out in public tonight and tomorrow. So those would be our recommendations. If you're obviously ill, consider staying home and making sure that you're not taking something to the party with you that wasn't invited. So,
are there symptoms that are showing up with the Omicron that don't necessarily run hand in hand with cold and flu season, because we are into that too?
Well, you know, the symptoms are still, unfortunately, usually very close to that. The only two that have continued to be the telltales that wouldn't be would be loss of taste and loss of smell, which continue to be prevalent in most of the variants. The only thing that's been different at all with Omicron, and it's a slight difference as far as signs and symptoms are, they say that the folks that are getting the Omicron are feeling a what would be a tickle in the back of their throat more often. And again, that's cold and sinus and flu season too. So it's really hard to differentiate. So if you're ill at all, we highly recommend you curtail your activities around people until you can get tested and know exactly whether you have something else or whether you have COVID. So,
well, and as what we've heard, what we've tried to research, they've said that, you know, even if you are vaccinated and boosted, you can still catch this. It's just you may not realize you have it. It could be that you are asymptomatic. And
yes.
But
yes,
the booster and the vaccine is definitely, right now, what they're seeing, they have not seen anybody come in with a booster or the vaccines that have been critically ill.
Right, that's correct. And again, thanks for bringing that up, Melissa. Yes, there are still the possibility of folks, you know, being fully vaccinated and or boosted and being reinfected or being infected for the first time. The symptoms, as you say, are mild so far with Omicron. However, you know, we still know that there's the chance that it's going to hit a part of the population that it may not be as mild with. So that's the risk that we're worried about. And then also, as you mentioned, it's only a small percentage of folks. I think the last numbers I saw were 2.8% of vaccinated folks that they're even seeing getting reinfected at all, or getting infected for the first time, breakthrough cases, as we call them. And as you said, hospitalizations are even a smaller number. They're only about 0.2% right now of folks that are coming in and you know, are been boosted and vaccinated and have a breakthrough. So still very much the reason to get vaccinated. Still very much true that if you get the variant, either of them, Delta or Omicron, and you're sick, it's too late for the vaccine to help you any. so we really want to have folks continue to consider getting vaccinated. We expect the numbers to go a lot higher, or at least stay higher for several more weeks, and those are times where folks are at risk. So,
Rodney, we really appreciate you making the time this morning to give us a quick phone call here. And thank you for your leadership throughout the last couple of years on this. We're very fortunate to have you here with your knowledge and your expertise with things you've done in the past before you came back to Clinton County. So.
Sure. Well, and appreciate that. And again, I wished I had better news, but I still want to consider the idea that we want to arm everybody with the most current information and everybody be safe and have a happy new year regardless of your status. So. And we will try to help get folks through this in 2022. We appreciate it.
Hey, Rodney, before we cut you loose, sure. Just refresh everybody's memory as to, I mean, I know everything's going to be closed down for the holiday and over the weekend, but refresh everybody's memories where they can come to get tested, where they can come to get their shots and their boosters.
Certainly. And again, I appreciate that opportunity. We are open today from 12 to 6 out at the south of the fairgrounds there at the EMA office there with the drive-through testing 12 to 6. I would imagine most of our appointments are taken up because of the fact it's been that way all week, but it's still worth an opportunity to try to look and see if maybe there's been a cancellation. We will be running again first thing Monday through Friday next week. We will resume giving vaccinations and boosters the first Wednesday here of January. And we will actually be running till 6 p.m. that day to kind of give some additional hours for folks to get an opportunity to get that shot. So so if you haven't been vaccinated, take opportunity to get a chance there on the first Wednesday here of the new year to get in and get vaccinated. If you are needing testing, again, in the next week or so, we're doing everything we can to increase capacity. So it is very highly recommended that you get an appointment and complete your registration before you come out.
All right. Well, Rodney, we'll try to catch you sometime early next week then, all right?
Excellent.